Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 116, verses 1 to 9. Personal experience. I could have called it the psalmist's Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us, the testimony stone. But personal experience. Verses 1 to 9. Many years ago, George Dempster was a preacher in London. He was leaving home one morning, and his daughter gave him a pair, which he put in his pocket and forgot all about. Well, he was preaching in the open air, and he had a heckler. And the heckler kept challenging George Dempster, and George was answering him, but the heckler would not give in. Dempster happened to tap his pocket with his hand, and he felt the pair. So he took the pair out of his pocket and took a great bite in front of the heckler. And the juice ran all around his lips and dropped down his chin and fell onto his coat. And George looked at the heckler and said, "Oh, this pear tastes lovely, doesn't it? Oh, it's sweet, isn't it?" And the heckler said, "No," he said, I don't know." He said, I've never tasted it." "No," said George, "you've never tasted it. And that's what I'm saying to you. You've never tasted Christ's mercy. You've never tasted and seen how good the Lord is." Well, the psalmist is telling us all, he's telling Israel, "I have tasted and I have seen." Psalm 34, verse 8, "Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is." And this is the psalmist's experience. He says, "I've had fearful trouble. I've been in fear and trouble and difficulty." Verse 3, "The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave, Sheol, came upon me. Oh, I was overcome by trouble and sorrow." This man has known it. He's talking about death, stumbling, trouble, sorrow, entrapment. The grave is beckoning. He's in anguish. And what does he do? He said, "In my testimony, this is it. I had this experience and I cried out to God. I love the Lord because he heard my voice. He heard my voice. I cried out to him." Verse 2. Verse 1 again, "He heard my cry for mercy." Verse 2, "He turned his ear to me," calling upon him, you see. Verse 4, "Then I called on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, save me." He cried out to God. And, says the psalmist, "This is my experience. I was in anguish and trouble. I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard me. He heard my cry for mercy." Verse 1. Verse 2, "The cords of death entangled me." Sorry, "because he turned his ear to me." Verse 2. "I will call upon him as long as I live." He turned his ear to me. He heard me. He listened to me, even when I cried. "And God delivered me," he says. Verse 6. "The Lord protects a simple heart." When I was in great need, he saved me. I was in desperate straits. I cried out to the Lord. He heard me and he answered me. Verse 7, "The Lord has been good to me." And verse 8, "You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling." "That's my experience," he said. "I'm not making it up. I've not read it in a book. I'm telling you what I have experienced. I was in trouble, desperate trouble. I cried out in my desperation to the Lord. He listened to me. He heard me. He turned his ear to me. And he was merciful to me." Why? Because of his righteousness, because of his compassion, because of his mercy. He protected me, he delivered me, because the Lord is a compassionate God. The Lord is merciful. The Lord, verse 5, is gracious and righteous. He is full of compassion. And he says, "Now I'm determined to walk before God, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's why God has been merciful to me, that I may live for him. So I am determined. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy." Verse 1. Verse 2, "Because he listened to me, because he delivered me, I will call on him as long as I live. I will pray to him. I will rest in the Lord." Verse 7. "I will rest in the Lord. Be at rest once more, O my soul. For the Lord has been good to you." Just rest and trust in the Lord. Well, it's a word for us all, isn't it? Believer, I hope you'll find some comfort in this. You can add your voice to it. You can raise your Ebenezer. You've been in trouble. You've cried to the Lord. He's answered you. He's heard you. He's listened to you. He's compassionate and merciful to you. He has delivered you and protected you and defended you. Oh, call upon him, trust him, and live for his glory. Oh, there's a word there, unbeliever, for you. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. Remember George Dempster's prayer? You've never tasted, so you don't know. I know it don't sound much, this salvation by Jesus. I know perhaps to you it doesn't seem much, but you taste and see. There'll be more in it than you'll ever, ever know. I tell you, my friend, it is to be tasted and seen. Nicholas Brady and Nahum Tate wrote very early versions of the Psalms to sing. And this one, this old favourite, still has a powerful lesson based on Psalm 34, of course. Or I think it might be, but it might be other Psalms, but I think you can find it in Psalm 34. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. Of his deliverance I will boast, you see, the Ebenezer, till all who are distressed from my example comfort take, and charm their griefs to rest. Believer, learn from the psalmist. Unbeliever, you learn, please. The hosts of God encamp around the dwellings of the just. Protection he affords to all who make his name their trust. Oh, make but trial of his love. Experience will decide how blessed are they, and only they who in his truth or his person, his promise, himself, I would say, in Christ confide. Fear him, ye saints, and you will then have nothing else to fear. Make but his service your delight. Your wants shall be his care. The psalmist, Ebenezer, personal experience. Nothing beats it. Nothing comes close to it. It's what we know in person of God and his mercy. Do not rest, unbeliever, until you have it for yourself.